I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I never make an effort going on a date with the local gaol from North Cork because them lads would barely notice if you had a second nose. But didn't I land myself a night out with a fella from Middleton this weekend? And East Cork people have loads of money, although you wouldn't know it by looking at them. So off with me down to Cuts for Culchies for a hairdo this morning. And didn't Margie herself greet me at the door to say, "Listen now, Rosaline, I don't want any trouble, but I've had to put up my prices 15% due to pressures from suppliers." Well, didn't I rear up at her and say, "What suppliers, Margie? Sure you haven't bought as much as a new colour since 1997. She never had much of a sense of humour, and long story short, I'm barred for 6 months, which is a problem up here because you'd want to be as daft as Evel Knievel to get your hair cut in Skartaglen. I've decided to go into Cork City and get a fancy fringe for your man from Middleton. So, like, what do people talk about in hairdressers above in Cork? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
My friend, straight-talking Sandra, owns a chain of hairstylists around Cork. I rang her there and asked, "What would you say to a woman from Bally Desmond?" She said, "Sorry, we're closed." You'd never get rid of the smell, Audrey.
So, good news. My old man's net worth is north of 56 million. Bad news. This chunk of change gives him access to the best healthcare in the world, and it could be 40 years before he kicks the bucket. The waiting is the hardest part. You feeling me? And I can totally sense the contempt from the hot Croatian girl at Samba Drumming when she asks what I do for a living and I say, "Wait for my 10 grand a month allowance to drop into my bank account." I was rapping about this to my friend, Brian with a Y, and he said, "Ed, dude, you need to start a retrofitting company and make a fortune you can call your own." I said, "Dude, speak English. Retrofitting sounds like finding a suitable pair of limited edition Adidas runners from the early 90s. And he was like, "No, dude, it's something to do with insulating your house." I was like, "What would I know about that?" But he was like, "You don't need to know anything. The government just announced huge grants for this carry-on. They'll be firing cash at anyone with the word insulate on their website. So like, I'm totally up and running. Would you like me to insulate your house? Ed, Ballintemple."
No thanks. Every time we bring sexy workmen into our place, it ends up costing me a fortune in marriage counselling. Hashtag caught rotten.
It's getting envious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes Dunners, who can't believe that someone from Kerry got nominated for an Oscar. Flora underscore zero carbon bought us the news that Jessie Buckley got the nod for her part in The Lost Daughter, and we all googled her at the same time. We wouldn't know much about Hollywood stuff. Movies are just for shop assistants from Ballincollig. Lorna underscore kind puppies posted this Jessie's photo into the group with the caption, "Never seen anyone looking like this in Killarney, even after two bottles of Prosecco." Straight 6 weeks man for Lorna there from the group, socialising in Killarney is something you'd expect from a Norrie. Fifi underscore solar power said, "This is a disaster for her because she goes to Derry Nan, the posh end, every summer, and the Kerry crowd will be goading her from coming from a cultural wasteland. The cheek of them." Flora came back in at that point and asked the question that was on everybody's mind. "Can anyone get a word to Cillian Murphy and tell him we need to win an Oscar pronto so we can go to our Kerry holiday homes in peace? So, Audrey, can you sort out an Oscar nomination for Cork there like a good woman? Jenny Douglas Road."
My posh nephew pretends to like indie films to attract French women. I explained your situation and he said, "I feel really, really sorry for them." I said, "Why?" He said, "They can't afford a place in West Cork."
"Well, what's the story with forgetting about Valentine's? There's no fuss about it this year, because couples who've been cooped up together for 2 years have totally stopped pretending that they even like each other. The only thing keeping myself and the old doll together at the moment is the prohibitive cost of rent if we split up. I normally buys her a pair of saucy knickers for Valentine's, but I'm not sure they go down well this year. And anyway, I gets very nervous going into Anne Summers, like, in case I bumps into me mam on the way out. So, like, what should I give me a strange old doll this Valentine's? Don't you know any? Blackpool?"
Give her a new name. Old doll will get you cancelled by the end of the year. Stick with the sexy lingerie, though. I get a naughty thrill wearing my Valentine's knickers on a night out with my Connor, mainly because they didn't come from him. Hashtag sexy builders again.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.